Yes, after some time you just want to check, isn't it? It really comes into the heart. Only you're making advancement. Today I wanted to talk about three other sources of or three other places from which we can obtain blessings in our life.
Danas bih želeo da govorim o još tri mjesta sa kojih možemo dobiti blagoslov.
I want to talk about Srimati Tulasi Devi, about the Holy Dham and Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu.
Ja bih želeo da govorim o Srimati Tulasi Devi, o svetom mjestu i o Gaurangi Mahaprabhu.
Srimati Tulasi Devi is actually the plant incarnation of a very powerful and dear devotee of Krishna, that is Vrinda Devi.
Tulasi, Srimati Tulasi je u stvari inkarnacija u obliku biljke jednog veoma moćnog i dragog bhakte Krishna, a to je Vrinda Devi.
This great devotee Vrinda Devi is incarnating in this world as a sacred plant, that is Tulsi Devi.
I ovaj veliki bhakta se inkarnira u ovom svetu u vidu jedne svete biljke, a to je Tulasi Devi.
In the spiritual world, Vraja Dan, Vrinda Devi is in charge of supplying all what the Lord needs for his lila.
I u duhovnom svetu, u Vraja Dami, Vrinda Devi je zadužena za to da nabavi, da pruži sve ono što je Krišni potrebno za njegove zadruge.
Yes, in the forest of Vrindavan she has storehouses.
U šumi Vrindavana ona ima svoje skladište.
And in these storehouses you find different dresses which the divine couple requires for their pastimes.
I u tim skladištima mogu se naći može se naći različita odeća koju će božanski par koristiti u svojim zabavama.
She prepares food and for instance a very special honey drink.
I ona također priprema hranu za njih, jedno jako specijalno piće sa medom.
Vrinda Devi is always shown with one green parrot on her head.
I Vrinda Devi se uvijek prikazuje sa jednim zelenim papagajem na svojoj ruci.
Vrinda Devi has millions of parrots.
Vrinda Devi ima milione papagaja.
They are trained as messengers.
I oni su trenirani da prenose poruke.
It's like the telecom, you know, of Vrindavan.
I to je poput telekoma Vrindavana.
Yes, they fly carrying different informations to different places.
I oni lete noseći različite informacije na različite mjesta.
They always know where Krishna is at any given time, or where Srimati Radharani and other girlfriend gopis are.
I oni uvek znaju gdje se Krišna nalazi u određeno vreme ili gdje se nalazi Srimati Radharani i njene druge prijateljice.
Vrinda Devi knows about bhakti like anything.
I Vrinda Devi je upućena u bhakti samo tako.
In fact, because she serves Krishna, her heart is full of bhakti.
A u stvari, zato što ona služi Krišnu, njeno srce je puno bhakti.
And she can therefore give bhakti to us.
I zato ona može dati bhakti nama.
There is one prayer called the Sri Vrinda Devyashtaka, which says, Bhaktya vina parada lakshaye chittasakamadita rangamadye kripa maitvam sharanam prapana Vrinde namaste charana ravindam. This prayer says.
I postoji jedna molitva koja se zove Vrinda Devyashtaka i ova molitva kaže.
O Vrinda Devi, I offer my most respectful obeisances to your lotus feet.
O Vrinda Devi, jedno bi svoje najponiznije poštovanje tvojim lotusnim stopalima.
And listen to this. Even those who have no devotion to Hari.
Čak i one osobe koje nemaju ni malo devocije za gospodina Harija.
And who are thrown about on the waves of lust due to their offenses.
I koji su bacene tamo amo na talasima požude zahvaljujući svojim uvredama.
Even those who have all inauspicious qualities.
Čak i one osobe koje imaju sve nepovoljne kvalitete.
Can find shelter at your lotus feet.
Mogu naći utočište u tvojim lotosnim stopama.
Yes. But Vrinda Devi can give us shelter from material existence.
Da, Vrinda Devi nam može dati utočište od materialne egzistencije.
I request you to make an attempt in your life and chant your rounds before Vrinda Devi, and you will feel in a mysteriously way sheltered by this very great devotee who is residing in the heart of this sacred plant.
Ja vam savjetam da vi pokušate da mantrate svoje krukove ispred Vrinda Devi i garantujem vam da ćete videti kako vam ovaj veliki vakta daje svoje utočište na misterija za nač.
In Switzerland I'm often the guest of one Grihastha couple who have a beautiful apartment next to a graveyard.
Ja sam u Švajcarsku jako često gost jednog Grihastha para koji imaju predivan stan koji se nalazi u blizini jednog groba.
For a long time when I visited them I had nightmares of different Swiss ghosts visiting me.
I jako dugo vremena kad bih ih ja posjećivao, ja sam imao noćne more u kojima su me posjećivali neki švajcarski duhovi.
They were singing the Swiss songs. I go
I onda su oni pevali ove neke švajcarske pesme, ja nakon su tako kazali. Ali ponekad su oni zastrašujući.
And then I advise you have a couple. Why don't you obtain Vrinda Devi and worship her regularly at a tulsi plant?
I onda sam ja savjetovala taj Grihastha par i rekao sam im da bi mogli da nabave Vrinda Devi i da obožavaju sve tu tulsi.
And my dear devotees, the moment tulsi was in that wonderful apartment, the ghost stopped coming.
Moje dragi bakte, u trenutku kada se Vrinda Devi našla u tom stanu, onda su duhovi prestali da dolaze.
You know, Prabhupada had one admirer, you could say, or one devotee, George Harrison, and George had always difficulty to perform his, you know, big concerts and remain unaffected by that maya of being a pop star.
Kao što znate, Šila Prabhupada imao jednu faktu, to je bio George Harrison, i onda on imao jako puno problema da ide na te svoje koncerte, a do isto vreme da bude nekako distancirano od toga, jer to utjecaje što on je na pop zvezda.
One day Prabhupada visited him and brought a tulsi plant and said, just worship tulsi, all your problems will be over.
I jednog dana Šila Prabhupada me doneo tulsi i rekao mu, samo obožavaj tulsi i svi tvoji problemi bit će kao rukom odneseni.
And whenever Srila Prabhupada used to visit George Harrison, his first walk was to the tulsi plant because he wanted to see how devotedly would George worship this tulsi.
I kad god bi Šila Prabhupada posjetio George Harrisona, on bi se uvek prvo uputio ka tulsi, zato što je želao da proveri sa koliko je predanosti George Harrison obožavao tulsi.
In fact, Prabhupada would measure the devotion of George Harrison by how well tulsi felt.
U stvari, Šila Prabhupada je merio devociju George Harrisona gledajući koliko je tulsi bitka napredovao.
In every morning, therefore, in the temples we pray, Nayane Ribo Sada Yugala Rupada. It means, please give me the eyes so that in this light I can see the pastimes of the divine couple in Vrindavan.
I mi svakog jutra pevamo ovu molitvu koja kaže molite daj mi oči za kojima mogu da vidim božanske zabave Rade i Krišne čak i u ovom životu.
Who of you wants to visit Vrindavan?
Ko od vas želi da posjeti Vrindavan?
Oh, you all have this plan.
Oh, vi svi imate ovaj plan, to je to.
Start worshipping Tulasi in all seriousness and you will get from her the blessings to go to Vrindavan.
Počnite da obožavate Tulasi Biku sa svom ozbiljnošću i od nje ćete dobiti blagoslove da odete u Vrindavan.
I don't think Radha Kripa we should translate Tulasi with Tulasi Bilko because the image is there. She's a divine, the divine, she's not a plant, she's a divine personality really. So please worship Tulasi as this divine personality, Vrindadevi, who can bless you to obtain Krishna consciousness and also come to Vrindavan.
Molim vas, obožavajte Tulsi kao jednu uzvišenu ličnost koja vam može dati blagoslove i također vas dovesti u Vrindavan.
Yes, this is one source of obtaining blessings for Krishna.
For
Krishna consciousness.
To je jedan od izvora od kojeg možete dobiti blagoslove Krišne, blagoslove za svjesnost Krišne.
I must admit to you, many devotees fear that the Tulasi Artik is their favorite kirtan.
I ja vam mogu reći da mnogi vas osjećaju da Tulasi Arati je jedan od njihovih omiljenih arati.
Because here a powerful, merciful devotee is requested to give his blessings or her blessings to Srila Krishna.
I to je zato što tu molimo jednog moćnog bhaktu gospodina Krišne da da svoje blagoslove.
Sometimes devotees say, ask the question, well, there are many Tulasi Devis. In Skopje, I believe, we have Tulasi Devis. We have, yes. In Zagreb, we have. And here, we have also a small one. Are these all different personalities, or is it one personality? This is the question.
Ali nekada se bhakte pitaju, ima tako puno Tulasi, tako da, da li su sve to onda različite ličnosti ili u pitanju samo jedna ličnost? To je njihovo pitanje.
Prabhupada said it's always the same personality.
A Prabhupada je rekao da je to u pitanju uvek jedna ista ličnost.
Who appears in different places.
Koja se pojavlja na različitim mestima.
To give us the blessings.
Kako bi nam dala blagoslov.
If you... Now, after a whole week of hearing different Krishna Katha, you are ready to accept everything. But isn't this far out, you know, a divine personality to, coming into this world as a plant? It can't get better, I think.
Mislim da nakon četirih nedelja dana svakodnevno slušanje Krishna Katha, vi ste u stanju da sve prihvatite. Ali zar nije ovo malo previše da se sad neka božanska ličnost pojavljuje u vidu biljke i da može još i da vam da blagoslove?
This is very, very nice, no?
To je jako lepo, zar ne?
It is miraculous.
To je čudesno.
They are nice. Okay, so should we move on or would you like to ask a question regarding Tulasi Devi?
Da li bi mi trebalo sada da nastavimo ili možda imate neko pitanje u vezi sa Tulasi Devi?
Atmananda has a question, no?
Just simple about her, I'm just curious. She's so, because she's Brenda Devi, who is she in the spiritual world? Is she just, and is she Vishnu, do you think of her as Vishnu Tattva, or is it a post that can be attained? How do we understand her?
Imam samo jedno jednostavno pitanje o Tulasi, o Brinda Devi. Naime, pitanje je ko je ona u duhovnom svetu i da li je ona manifestacija Višnu Tatve ili koji je njen položaj uopšte?
She is a divine personality who is a servant of Shrimati Radharani and therefore Shakti Tatva.
Ona je jedna ličnost božanske prirode koja služi Shrimati Radharani i zato je ona Shakti Tatva.
And she is also what we call the Leela Shakti, that is, she arranges the different Leelas.
I ona je također Lila Shakti, zato što ona aranžira, uređuje različite zabave.
For instance, Shrimati Radharani doesn't want to see Krishna.
Na primjer, Shrimati Radharani ne želi da vidi Krishna.
He is so disturbed, Krishna is so disturbed by this, that he goes at the bank of the Yamuna, takes his crown down and all the ornaments down, and in utmost pangs of separation rolls on the sand of the Yamuna and calls, Radhe, Radhe.
I onda Krishna bila toliko uznemiren da onda on ode na obalu Jamune i tamo skida svoju krunu i sve svoje upese i onda rastiran tim bolom odvojenosti, on kreće da se valja po pesku Jamune i doziva Rade, Rade.
Rade Krishna must meet, no?
Rade i Krishna se moraju susresti, zar ne?
There is, I mean, we cannot sleep peacefully if Rade and Krishna do not meet.
Mi naravno ne možemo da spavamo mirno ako se radi Krishna ne susreti.
So the divine Shakti, Lila Shakti of Vrinda Devi now has to make an arrangement that they meet otherwise. I mean, it's not possible to even think.
I sada ta božanska energija, ta Lila Shakti, ona mora da napravi neki aranžman kako bi se oni susreli, inače se to već desiti.
So Vrinda Devi says to Sjama Sundara, do you want to meet Radha?
I onda Vrinda Devi pita Shyama Sundara, da li ti želiš da sretneš Radu?
Yes.
Da li kaže Krishna?
Can you tell me what I have to do?
Da li možeš reći šta treba da uradim?
And Vrinda Devi says, shape up.
I onda Vrinda Devi kaže, obris.
No more beautiful black locks.
Ona kaže, nema više predivnih crnih obrađa.
No more peacock feather.
Nema više palmovog pera.
You have to hide your glowing blackish color.
A moraš da sakriješ svoju sjajnu tamnoputost.
And take a golden form.
I da preuzmeš zlatni oblik.
And you should have a saffron dress like a sannyasi.
I trebalo bi da imaš odeću boje šafrana poput sannyasija.
Krishna just changes like this.
I onda Krishna se samo promeni u takav oblik.
It's not good enough, said Vrinda Devi.
Još uvijek nije dovoljno dobro, kaže Vrinda Devi.
Give me your flute.
Daj mi svoju flautu.
No.
Ne.
I cannot give my flute.
Ne mogu da ti dam svoju flautu.
Then Radharani will discover you even in this form.
Onda će te Radharani otkriti čak i u tom obliku.
And you cannot see Krishna, Radharani. You must give up everything which reminds you of Krishna.
I onda ti nećeš moći da vidiš Radharani. Moraš da napustiš sve ono što te čini što čini podsjetiti na Krishna.
Krishna looks at her flute, at his flute. He says, why don't you incarnate as a Vedanga that she can't see?
I onda Krishna pogleda svoju flautu i kaže, a zašto se ti ne reinkarniraš kao Mridanga? Onda te ona neće prepoznati.
So this way Krishna comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
I na taj način Krishna dolazi kao Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
On the advice of the Lila Shakti Vrinda Devi.
Po savetu Lila Shakti Vrinda Devi.
Hare Krishna. Oh, there are so many endless. If we get into Krishna Katha, we will be lost in our seminar.
Ako mi sada prećemo u Krishna zabave, onda ćemo jednostavno biti izgubljeni u našem seminaru.
Yes. So, thank you. Another. Bhakti Devi has a question. No, Giridhari first had a question. Please, Giridhari. Ready? Yes, please.
Ja se mi pitam koliko je isto ili različito obožavati sliku Tulasi Devi, ako se nema bilbe Tulasi Devi.
Is it the same or different if we worship the picture of Tulsi Devi if we don't have Tulsi?
How do you serve Tulasi Devi?
Kako ti služiš Tulasi Devi?
You give water to her.
Ti daš vode.
Into her leaves.
I na njene listove.
You touch the earth.
I onda dotakneš zemlju.
This is difficult to do with a picture, but it is possible.
I ovo je teško raditi sa slikom, ali je moguće.
I think for you who is very advanced, it, you could sometimes, you could use a picture, then you have to do all these services in your mind, meditatively.
Ja mislim da za nekoga poput tebe koji je tako napravio, ti možeš da radiš sve te službe I sa slikom, ali onda moraš sve da, da radiš tu službu u svom umu.
You can offer the water of the mind to Tulasi Devi.
Možeš ponuditi vodu uma Tulasi Devi.
And then in your mind circumambulate her.
I onda možeš u svom umu, umu obilaziti.
Yes. Obilacity? Wonderful word. Obilacity. Yes, you can do some obilacity. And offer your service in the mind, and that is accepted.
I onda možeš da ponudiš svoju službu umu, I to će biti prihvaćeno.
That's a wonderful area of Krishna consciousness. Service done in meditation. It's wonderful.
I to je predivno područje svesnosti Krišne, služba koju radimo u meditaciji, to je naše predivno.
And Krishna and the divine personalities accepted like that. But it is a little bit more difficult.
I Krišna I uzvišene ličnosti to prihvataju, ali to nešto teže.
But the idea is you should offer service.
Ali ideja je u tome da treba ponuditi službu.
Thank you. So many. Bhakti Devi was the next. Yes, Bhakti Devi. Two short questions. Yes.
First, when the person is in temple, they could help. When somebody in temple takes care about Tulasi, and does her condition is manifestation only of consciousness of that person which is taking care of her or of all devotees in the temple?
Uh-huh.
Prvo pitanje, znači kad se osoba u hramu brine o Tulasi, da li je njeno stanje manifestacija svjesnosti samo te osobe ili svih bhakta iz hrama? Should I ask other or wait answer?
Well, one at a time. I would say both.
Ja bih rekao da je odgovor da su obe stvari pravi.
Yeah. In other words, both the caretaker and the temple population influences the state of Tulasi Devi. Because both are offering bhakti to her, or the opposite.
U stvari drugim rečima rekao bih da na stanje Tulasi Devi utiče I svesnost onoga ko se brine o njoj, a I svesnost onih koji se nalaze u tom templu, zato što oni svi njoj nude ili svoju bhakti ili ono što je suprotno tome.
Mm-hmm. Is it clear, Bhakti Devi? Good. Please ask your second question.
The second question is... Unfortunately, often it happens that Tulasi became ill, or she also leave her body, and it's very heavy for a person who takes care of her, and how to deal with this. I mean, it's very heavy, you know. It is also your fault, but maybe it is natural because she is in this form of plant. I don't know how to understand this. Because it happens often.
Yes,
in
it happened in Goloka, in our project in Germany also.
Yes.
Yeah, it's very... how to deal with this?
To answer the question, pitala sam, znači, pošto se često dešava... Dešava se da Tulasi se razvoli ili napusti telo, pa onda kako da se osoba nosi sa tim, pošto ima osjećaj grižnje savesti da je to izbog njene svesnosti, a da li I nešto drugo može biti uzrok, jer je ipak u obliku tom biljke, pa dešava se tako da se razvoli.
I know in our community when the Tulsis are in bad health, we all suffer. It's just like as if in your family, one of your children suffers. It's really, it spells some gloom over the family, doesn't it?
Samo što mogu da ti kažem jeste da znam da na Goloka Damu, kada su naši tulci u lošem stanju, onda i mi svi također patimo. To bi isto, bilo isto tako kao da u tvojoj porodici, tvoje deci nije dobro i to onda jednostavno baca neku tamu na svu porodicu.
See, that this natural, we pray to Tulasi Devi, we pour our heart to her, and then we have to see that she is ill. It's just that a relationship has been formed, and then we do suffer.
I to je prirodno, zato što mi dajemo svoju predanost Tulsi, i onda kada vidimo da ona pati, onda je normalno da i pošto već imamo neki odnos isključen sa njom, onda i mi takođe patimo.
Now if it happens, then I don't think it's always necessary to come into a guilt complex.
Ali mislim da nije neophodno da uvek sada imamo tu grižu savesti.
What? Kažem ti pa je translated with lots of energy today. What to do? It's the material world and a different climate, and maybe we are not as advanced as we would like to be.
Ali šta sad radimo? Zato što je ovo materijalni svet i ovde je druga klima i možda mi nismo baš toliko napredni koliko bismo želeli da budemo.
So we keep, we do our best.
I zato mi jednostavno dajemo najbolje od sebe.
But when it happens, we should do our best to. We should not think of only a bill coming. We should really give our best to help cure to Tulasi Devi.
Ali kada se tako nešto desi, onda ne bi trebalo da mislimo, pa dobro, u pitanju je samo bitka, nego bi trebalo da damo najbolje od sebe da je na neki način pomognu.
We always go on the internet, what to do, this is the situation, and then we get some learned answer, usually it helps.
Mi onda odmah odemo na internet i onda napišemo šta treba, pitamo pitanje šta sad treba da radimo i obično dobijemo neki učeni odgovor.
Any other question? Krishna Laya. Oh, I'm not so excited this year. Yeah.
Many times she gets these small insects on her, and the only solution to cure her to hear them. So,
the insect.
Yes.
No problem. They are attackers. The very scripture says, six, you can kill an aggressor who attacks with deadly weapons.
Krishna Laya pitala šta da se radi kada na tulci se pojave ti mali insekti, to se jako često dešava, i onda je jedino rešenje ubiti, pa šta sad tu da se radi? Maharaj kaže, pa to nije problem, zato što oni predstavljaju jednu vrstu napadača i uvedeno je, se kaže da postoji šest različitih vrsta napadača.
I was once in a discussion in the Radha Gopinath temple where all the doctors sat together and the question was, can we kill a mosquito, yes or no?
Ja sam jednom bio u Radha Gopinath temple u Bombaju i onda su se tamo bio čitav jedan skup koji se sastavio od različitih doktora i onda je bilo postavljeno pitanje, da li komarci smeju da se ubijaju, da ili ne?
After 3 hours, no one knew the exact answer.
I nakon 3 sata, niko nije imao pravi odgovor.
So, then they came to where Radhanath Maharaj and myself were discussing another subject. And we were called to give the final judgment.
Yeah, i onda su oni došli na mesto gde smo Radhanath Maharaj i ja diskutovali na neku drugu temu i onda su nas oni pozvali da mi damo taj krajnji sud.
And both of us quoted that you can kill the mosquito because he attacks with a deadly sword, you know. It comes by. He's definitely an attacker.
I onda smo, obojica smo rekli, mi smo citirali to iz veksti spisa, da se takva osoba može ubiti zato što komarac predstavlja jednog agresora koji dolazi sa tim smrtonosnim mačem i onda vas napadne i uzima vam krv.
He who burns your house.
Osoba koja vam spali kuću.
who drives you away from your land,
koja vas odvede od vaše zemlje,
who administers poison to you,
koja vam podmetne otrov,
who steals your wife,
koja vam ukrade ženu,
and someone else,
i još jedan,
and then he who attacks with deadly enemy, weapons are considered aggressors and can be fought according to the Vedic scriptures.
I također osoba koja vas napadne smrtonosnim oružjem, protiv njih se osoba može boriti i može ih ubiti na osnovu, oni se nazivaju napadačima, tako da ih je u redu ubiti prema vedskim spisima.
So if these small insects attack a pure devotee of the Lord, it's really their problem.
Tako da ako ovi mali insekti napadnu baku gospodina, onda je to stvari njihov problem.
I'm now afraid of your questions. If it gets more detailed, I will not be able to answer, so please allow me to continue with my seminar.
Ja se sada već bojim da će vaše ova pitanja postati previše detaljne i da neću imati da odgovorim na njih, pa bih vas zamolio da nastavimo dalje sa seminarom.
The next powerful item where you can collect blessings is the holy dam of the Lord, which is manifested here by the Lord's special energy.
A sljedeće moćno mjesto gdje možete dobiti blagoslove jeste sveto mjesto gospodina koje je manifestovano u ovom svetu pomoću specijalne energije.
The holy ground of the dam is considered to be a manifestation of the Sandini Shakti, which is under the control of Lord Balaram.
I ta sveta zemlja, njegova manifestacija gospodina Krišne se javlja u ovom svetu i ona je manifestacija Sandini Shakti i pod kontrolom je gospodina Balara.
Devotees therefore respect the holy dam by going barefoot and not going on shoes, if possible.
I zato bhakte gospodina Krišne, oni poštuju sveto mesto na taj način što hodaju bosi i ne nose cipela, naravno ako je to moguće.
It is said when someone intends to go to the holy dam and then wants to walk over the earth of the holy dam, the sins go to his head because they want to flee the foot region.
I kaže se da osoba koja namerava da ide u sveto mesto i koja hoda po njemu, da svi njegovi gresi dolaze u predel glave zato što oni žele da pobegnu iz tog predela nogu gde je dodir sa svetim mestom.
That's why the moment the male devotees come to the holy dam, they shave their hair because then they all the sins have taken shelter there. And then they go and bhakta did the sins away.
I zato svi bhakte koji imaju muško telo, oni čim dođu u sveto mesto, oni odmah odbriju svoje glave, zato što su se svi gresi tu nakupili, tako da se oni obriju i baca se tvoje, sve te svoje grehe.
And the Matajis come to a holy place, they immerse themselves in water, including their hair. Everything has to be wet so that also their sinful reactions can be taken away by the influence of the water. That's an old folklore belief.
Kada one dođu u sveto mesto, onda se one odmah okupaju u svetoj reci tako što se skroz zarone i pokvase i svoju kosu. Na taj način se one oslobađaju također svih svojih greha i to je narodno verovanje.
First thing you have to do is either you shave up in the holy dam or you take a sacred bath so that your sins will be annihilated.
I znači to je prva stvar koju treba da uradite kada dođete u sveto mesto. Ili se obrijete ili odmah odete i okupate se u svetoj reci i na taj način svi vaši gresi bit će odnešeni.
Once we had a devotee who had fleas.
I jedno smo imali jednog baktu koji je imao vaši.
Vaši? So we advise him to stay 2 hours under the water and breathe through a straw piece.
Tako da smo mi onda savjetovali da on ostane pod vodom i da diše samo na jednu slamčicu.
and then the fleas were taken care of.
I onda su te vaške bile za njih.
So when you go to a holy place, when you go to a holy place, you must immerse yourself in the sacred water.
Tako da kada odete na sveto mesto, morate jednostavno zaroniti u svete vode.
Prabhupada, he said, when you go to a holy place, you will get the impetus to go back home, back to God.
I Prabhupada je rekao da kada odete na sveto mesto, onda ćete dobiti impetus da se vratite nazad kući, nazad po.
Why is that?
A zašto je to tako?
Because at the holy place there are these two energies. Taraka, that which liberates you from the material existence, and paraka, that which pulls you to Krishna.
To je zato što se na svetom mestu nalaze te dve energije, a to je taraka, koja vas oslobađa tog materijalnog uticaja, i paraka, to je ona energija koja vas vuče ka Krishna.
Yes, if you go to a holy place, you should immediately go to the personalities who can offer you blessings.
I ako odete na sveto mesto, onda odmah morate otići do osoba koja vam mogu dati blagoslov.
In Vrindavan, the greatest blessing giver is Radharani. Oh yes, that's true. I was thinking of Govardhan.
U Vrindavanu osoba koja može dati najviše blagoslova jeste Govardhan.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that you can get everything you want in spiritual life by the blessings of a great personality.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, on kaže da možete dobiti što god poželite u duhovnom životu ako dobijete blagoslove velike ličnosti.
And Srimati Radharani has said with her own words that the greatest devotee is Giriraj.
A Srimati Radharani je rekla svojim sobstvenim rečima da je najveći bhakta Giriraj.
Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki. There's a wonderful pranam mantra to Giriraj which I want to teach you today.
I postoji jedna predivna pranam mantra za Giriraj koju vam danas želim saopštiti.
It says, I offer my respectful obeisances to the most glorious hill whose name is Govardhana.
I ta pranam mantra kaže, ja nudim svoje najponiznije poštovanje najveći od svih planina, a to je Giri Govardhan.
He destroys all our countless troubles.
I on uništava sve naše nebrojene nedaće.
And replaces them with the highest bliss.
I zamenjuje ih sa najizvišenijim blaženstvom.
Giri Raj takes your miseries from you and gives bliss instead.
I Giri Raj uzima vaše nedaće od vas, a za uzvrat vam daje blaženstvo.
And you can see this when you circumambulate Giriraj.
A to možete vidjeti kada obilazite Giriraj.
You may say, well, if I go around Giriraj, what do I do?
Ali vi možete reći, ali ako idem oko Giriraj, što onda treba da radim?
You perform parasevana, service to the lotus feet of this great soul.
Vi onda u stvari izvršavate tu pada sevana, odnosno služite lotosova stopala gospodina.
As a result, you will feel so blissful in your life.
I kao rezultat, vi ćete se osjećati tako blaženo na svom životu.
You will get a clear vision what to do in your life.
I dobit ćete jasnu viziju šta je ono što treba da napravite u svom životu.
And you will become a happy, blissful Vaishnava.
I postaćete srećni i blaženi Vaishnava.
Let us chant this mantra with great happiness.
I hajde da sada zajedno otpevamo ovu mantru sa velikim entuzijazmom.
Hajde, ha? Namaste Girirajaya.
Namaste Girirajaya.
Govardhana namine.
Govardhana namine.
Akshesha klesha nashaya
ashesha klesha nashaya
paramananda daine
paramananda daine
means he destroys unlimited amount of miseries.
To znači da on uništava neograničeni broj nevolja.
And instead gives the highest blessings.
A umjesto toga daje najuzvišenije blaženstvo.
My dear devotees,
moji dragi bhakte,
you need to experience this.
I vama je potrebno da ovo doživite.
You cannot believe that it is true.
Ne možete verovati koliko je to istina.
When do you experience pleasure?
Kada iskusite zadovoljstvo.
When you have a relationship to something.
Kada imate odnos sa nečim ili nekim.
When you feel no relationship.
Kada nemate nikakav odnos.
You will not experience any pleasure.
Onda nećete da iskusite nikakvo zadovoljstvo.
For instance, here comes Danuda Prabhu.
Na primjer, ovdje sad dolazi Danuda Prabhu.
I appreciate Danuda Prabhu. Prabhu, because he sings nice, he cooks nice, and he has given me nice MP3s in the past.
Ja veoma cenim Danudar Prabhu zato što on peva jako lepo, kuva jako lepo i dao mi je veoma lepe MP3-eve u prošlosti.
But I think someone who doesn't know him.
Ali mislim da osoba koja ga ne poznaje.
When he would see Danuda,
kada bi ta osoba videla Danudara,
he would only see Balkanitska teeth.
Ona bi samo videla balkanske zube.
He would not see the wonderful qualities of Danuda.
Ta osoba ne bi videla predivne kvalitete Danuda.
He would not appreciate Danuda.
Ona ne bi mogla da ceni Danuda.
Because there is no relationship.
Zato što tu ne postoji nikakav odnos.
We have also in Croatia we have a very nice devotee, Suvana Bindu, who is the best devotee.
Mi također u Hrvatskoj imamo jednu bhaktu koji se zove Suvana Bindu i to je najbolji bhakta.
Suvana Bindu does not want to speak in the public because sometimes his head shakes a little bit.
I Suvana Bindu ona želi da priča u javnosti zato što se ponekad njegova glava tresi.
And since the public may not be able to understand it, they will maybe reject him. Since the public has no relationship to him and doesn't know his wonderful qualities, they will maybe reject.
Ja ne želim da priča u javnosti zato što bi ta publika mogla bi se osjećati mogla bi ga odbaciti zato što ne zna njegove predivne kvalitete i zbog toga bi ga odbacili.
The same is with Giriraj.
A isto tako i sa Giriraj.
If you don't feel any relationship, you think that it's a hill.
Ako nemate nikakav odnos sa njima, onda ćete vi misliti da je u pitanju samo brat.
I have heard that there is a serious discussion in the Indian government to to blow up the hill to get minerals. Imagine.
Ja sam čuo da postoji ozbiljna diskusija u indijskoj vladi i oni žele da raznesu govedan kako bi iskopali različite minerale.
3 years ago they tried to do this with the hills near Vashana, but one Babaji just sat on top of the hills and said, if you want to blow up the hill, you first have to blow up me.
I onda vredno 3 godine oni su pokušali da urade tu istu stvar sa nekim brdima koji se nalaze blizu Varšane, ali onda jedan babađa mi seo na to brdo i rekao, ako želite da raznesete brdo, morat ćete prvo da raznesete i mene.
These blow up companies did not have any relationship to the sacred hills.
Ove kompanije koje su želele da rasture to brdo nisu imale nikakav odnos sa brdom.
But when you have a relationship, then you feel something.
Ali ako imate odnos, onda vi osjećate nešto.
So you must go to Giriraj Govardhan and circumambulate him and you will feel his effect.
I zato vi morate otići do Giriraj Govardhana i onda ćete osjetiti nešto i mislit ćete on je najbolji.
You will feel so much Krishna consciousness in your heart. You will be Cheshti Bhaktas.
jer da ćete se vi osjećati tako svjesni Krišne u svom srcu i postat ćete čisti bhakt.
Next, this year you can visit me at the Sacred Valley of Giriraj.
I ove godine možete me posjetiti u Svetoj dolini Giriraj.
And we will prove it to you.
I mi ćemo vam to dokazati.
How Giriraj is the best of devotees.
Kako je Giriraj najbolji od bhakt.
You will feel it.
Vi ćete to osjetiti.
And you will get the blessings.
I dobit ćete blagoslov.
Nanda Rani Kriya has gotten last year the blessings of Giriraj by even obtaining a sacred initiation at the site of Giriraj.
I naša Nandarani Kriya, ona je prošle godine dobila blagoslove Govardana i čak je dobila inicijaciju odmah pored Giriraj.
She got the full mercy of Giriraj.
Ona je dobila potpunu milost Giriraj.
And you can see, it's a wonderful devotee. She really got the mercy.
Vi možete vidjeti kako ona predivan bhakta, ona je stvarno dobila milost.
So, yes, Giriraj is obtained to get blessings.
Da, Giriraj nam može dati blagoslov.
Many devotees have small Giriraj shilas on their home altars, and I believe he's here also at the moment. Yes.
Mnogi bhakte imaju na svojim kućnim oltarima Giriraja i ja mislim da je on i sada ovdje.
Where is he?
Gdje je on?
Yes. Manakini, could you go and identify him, please? So we can... There. Somewhere else, or this is... Where? There also. Yes? Next to Radha Kanaya Lal, huh? So we can go and look from close, but not steal him.
Tako da možemo tići i pogledati ga izbliza, ali nemamo ga ukrasiti.
In the holy dam, Vrindavan dam, there are five potent sources of blessings.
I u svetom mjestu kao što je Vrindavan dam, postoji pet jako važnih izvora blagoslova.
Giriraj. Second, Yamuna Devi.
Znači prvo Giriraj, onda Yamuna Devi.
On the means enter. There is a prayer, it's called Yamuna Shakat, which says anyone who chants these verses of Yamuna Shakam, he will for sure in this life already obtain pure love for the lotus feet of Krishna.
Postoji jedna molitva koja se zove Yamuna Shaka, i ako osoba peva ovu molitvu, onda dobija blagoslov da će čak već u ovom životu dobiti ljubav prema Krišni.
And in his next life he will get the supreme satisfaction of serving Krishna.
A u svom sljedećem životu dobit će to vrhunsko zadovoljstvo od služenja Krišni.
Just by chanting the prayers, that means connecting your consciousness with Yamuna.
I znači da samo pomoću prevanja ovih molitvi vi možete povezati svoju svjesnost sa Yamunom.
What I do when I go to Vrindavan, I always sit for one day minimum on the banks of the Yamuna and just chant.
Ono što ja radim kad god odim u Vrindavan, jeste da makar jedan dan sedim pored Yamune i matram svoj krugu.
This year we will also try to go to Yamuna Devi. I will go on one island in the Yamuna and then no one will find.
I ove godine mi ćemo također probati da odemo u Vrindavan i onda ću ja otići u jedno ostrvo koje se nalazi u sred Yamune i onda nam niko neće moći naći.
Now I need to go a little bit fast.
A sada moram da malo požurim.
Third is Gopeshwara Mahadev.
Treći je Gopeshwara Mahadev.
Fourth is Purnamasi.
Četvrti je Purnamasi.
Fifth are the residents of Vrindavan.
Peti su stanovnici Vrindavana.
And sixth are the trees and the dust of Vrindavan. All these can give you blessings.
A šesti su drveće i prašina Vrindavana i svi oni vam mogu dati blagoslova.
Shri Vrindavan Dhamma ki My dear devotees, I can only say that please don't believe me. Go to Vrindavan and experience it for yourself.
Moji dragi bhakti, samo što možemo reći jeste da vas zamolimo da mi ne verujete, već da odete u Shri Vrindavan i da to sami
doživite. Or better even, please believe me and go to Vrindavan.
Ili još bolje, molim vas, verujte mi i odite u Vrindavan.
But you need to go with an experienced devotee who shows you these holy places, who tells you how to behave to collect the blessings, that is how to avoid dharma, aparat.
Ali ono što treba da uradite jeste da odete sa nekim bakom koji je već iskusan i koji će vas uputiti kako da se ponašate u svetom mestu, kako da izbjegnete aparate.
When you go to the holy dam, you are like a blind man who has entered a precious palace.
Kada odete u Shri Vrindavan, onda ste vi poput slepca koji dolazi u posetu jedne dragocene palate.
You will need guidance. That's why I request you to not just go on your own, because what can the eyes see in a holy place?
Zato bih vas ja zamolio da ne idete sami, jer šta je to što oči mogu da vide u svetom mestu?
The material eyes can only see the coverings of the holy dam, not the Chintamani jeweled place.
Ono što oči mogu vidjeti, to je samo ta prikrivena svetog mesta, a ne Chintamani dragulje.
So, you need the guidance of devotees to open your eyes to the beauty of the holy dam.
I potrebno vam je vodstvo bhakta koji bi vam otvorio oči i pokazalo vam lepotu svetog mesta.
Ah, Krishna. Ah, Krishna. Time. Why do you run so fast today? My dear devotees, I will talk tomorrow morning about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Moji dragi bhakte, ja ću govoriti skoro ujutro o Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
For today, I want to bring this seminar to an end.
A za danas ja želim da privedem ovaj svoj seminar kraju.
Would you like to make a little experiment?
Da li biste želeli da napravite jedan mali eksperiment?
Please find a neighbor whom you feel confident to talk about a very serious subject matter.
Sada bih vas zamolio da nađete nekoga pored sebe i za koga osjećate da možete jako lako da mu poverite nešto jako poverljivo.
Every devotee is good enough, but you must feel confident to discuss.
Znači svaki bhakta je u redu, ali morate se osjećati dovoljno dobro da biste mu mogli nešto poveriti.
Okay, Bani Sadacha. Okay. Shh. When you tell the Serbian devotees, discuss, oh, then it immediately starts. You don't even know about what you should discuss. You are already ready to get into the action.
I kad srpskim bakama kažete da nešto treba da govore jednim drugima, oni odmah se daju to, čak da ni ne znaju još o čemu treba da pričaju.
Communication is your life and your soul.
Komunikacija je vaš život i duša.
So, now, slušajte. Slušajte. Dionysus, you found your partner to discuss? But don't discuss about it. Oh, this looks like a serious team. Please, you have to talk on the subject matter, okay? nothing else. Don't talk about cards or kappa or something, you know. They have the customs. Okay, please be serious. My dear devotees. It's only 20 more minutes. You can make it. Just give a very excellent seminar, people. But now please, stay focused. Huh?
Moji dragi bakte, molim vas da se sada usredsredite. Bili ste izvanredni, ali sada nam je potrebno malo usredsređenost.
Yes. No. Yes, we will make some serious music first, so that you start laughing about the most serious thing in the world. It's all right. It's the end of your life.
Kraj vašeg života.
You know it.
I vi to znate.
You're in bed.
Nalazite se u svom krevetu.
And you are very weak.
I jako ste slabi.
Death will come.
Dolazi smrt.
People come to you who love you.
Dolaze ljudi koji vas vole.
This is a festival music. What are you? What can you do with the festival music? Please make it slower. So, you are forced to think about your life.
I vi ste sada primorani da razmišljate o svom životu.
Was it a good life?
Da li je to bio dobar život?
Tell your neighbor the two best things in your life.
I kažite svom susedu dve najbolje stvari u svom životu.
These are certain accomplishments.
To su izvesna postignuća.
Maybe you say the best thing in my life was that I met so and so. And we developed a very good, helpful relationship.
Možete reći, najveća stvar u mom životu je bila što sam sreo tu i tu osobu i mi smo napravili dobar odnos.
Maybe you say the best thing in my life is because that I could do 10 years of dedicated book distribution service.
I možete reći da je najbolja stvar u vašem životu što ste napravili 10 jako dobrih godina sankirtan deljenja knjiga.
Start now and please give the other person also chance to talk about the two best things in his life, in the life.
Molim vas da započnete sada i da isto tako date i ovoj drugoj osobi dovoljno vremena da ona govori o te dve, o ta dva najveće dostignuća u svom životu.
Very important, before you talk, think.
Ali ono što je jako bitno, pre nego što počnete da razgovarate, prvo razmislite.
Sad malo, one moment.
Jedan trenutak.
It can be as much as possible, but a minimum of two things. Yes.
Znači, možete navesti koliko god želite stvari, ali minimum makar dve.
Or the two best things.
Ili dve najbolje stvari.
Okay, please start. No, remain. Now this was only the preparation for the second question. This second question is a very important question for the seminar.
Ovo je stvari bila tek priprema za drugo pitanje, a to drugo pitanje jeste u stvari glavna poenta ovog seminara.
I only with my first question wanted to stretch your imagination so that now the oil is again, you know, flowing in the brain, and you can now answer the second question with your partner.
Znači, ja sam ovim prvim pitanjem jednostavno želao da razbudim vašu inteligenciju i sada kada opet ulje teče vašim mozgom, možete da razgovarate, da nastavite da razgovarate sa svojim partnerom.
Imagine you are now here on this summer camp, okay?
Zamislite da ste sada ovde na ovom letnom kampu.
There was a time before which brought you here, your lifetime, maybe your, let us say, your 25 years old. So there were events in this 25 years, and now these events brought you to come to the Prashka Guranga camp 2006.
Znači, postoji neko vreme pre ovoga, naprimjer recimo da imate 25 godina starosti i postoje određeni događaji koji su vas doveli do ove sadašnje situacije kada se nalazite na letnjem kampu na Fruškoj gori 2006.
Before you lies a whole life, let us say up to 80 years.
I pred vama leže čitav život, naprimjer da kažemo do nekih 80 godina.
What are the two most important things which you would like to accomplish in the coming years until the point of your death?
I koje su to dve najvažnije stvari koje biste vi želeli da postignete u ovim godinama koje tek dolaze u vašem životu?
If you say, well, I have a whole list, I mean, two things are too little for me, I'm a big thinker, I think big, I want a minimum five things, that's all right.
A ako mislite da ste, ako kažete ja sam osoba koja misli na veliko, ja ne mogu da kažem samo dve stvari, ja želim pet stvari, onda je to takođe u redu.
But you have this much left of your life.
Ali znači imate još ovoliko da vam je ostalo života.
That is starting from today to the end of your life.
Znači počeš je danas pa sve do kraja vašeg života.
What would you like to accomplish in these two, in this remaining period of your life?
I šta je ono što biste želeli da postignete u tom periodu koji vam preostaje do kraja vašeg života?
If you would ask a materialist, he would maybe say, I want to become a CEO, that is a top manager of a big firm.
I ako biste pitali neku materialistički naklonjenu osobu, ona bi vam mogla odgovoriti da bi želao da postane vrhunski menadžer u nekoj firmi.
Maybe Ojashvi would say, I want to learn a minimum of 1,000 new bhajan melodies.
A možda bi neko poput Ojashvi rekao, ja želim da naučim minimum još 1,000 različitih melodija za bhajan.
But then he would think, yeah, is this really what I want to, maybe there's something more I want out of my life.
Ali onda bi mogao da razmisli i da kaže da li je to zaista sve, možda bih želao nešto više od svog života.
Be creative and truthful.
Budite kreativni i budite istinoljubivi.
You are now designing your life.
Vi sada odlučujete o svom životu.
Please start now.
Molim vas, počnite sada.
And the same rule before you speak, think.
I isto pravilo važi, pre nego što počnete da govorite, razmislite.
Hare Krishna. I thank you very much for participating so lively in this. I saw you speaking with hands and with hearts.
Ja sada želim da vam zahvalim što ste tako životno učestvovali u ovom razgovoru i vidio sam vas kako govorite svojim rukama i svojim srcima.
Yes. So the point of this exercise was to help you to connect a little bit with ideas, with projects in your life.
I point ove vežbe bilo u tome da pokušate da se povežete sa izvesnim idealima, sa projektima u vašem životu.
I really feel in spiritual life a man or a woman, a devotee, should be judged according to his ideal, not necessarily according to what he has accomplished up till now.
Ja verujem da čovjek ili žena u svom duhovnom životu mogu biti procenjivani na osnovu toga šta su njihovi ideali, a ne na osnovu toga šta su oni do sada postigli.
Because if he has an ideal, something which he lives for, or she lives for, something which he or she desires very strongly, the blessings which are really so much there in our lives can push us in that direction.
Zato što ako postoji nešto za čime on ili ona teže, znači neki ideja koji on ili ona imaju, onda možemo dobiti blagoslove za to koji će nas pogurati napred.
Remember this morning we talked about the man who applies energy to row a boat over a lake, but we also said it's necessary that he has a zeal, otherwise he turns in circles until he gets a stomach problem.
I sećate se, mi smo jutros govorili o tom čovjeku koji vesla, ali neophodno je da on ima neki svoj cilj, inače će se samo vratiti u krug i dobit će probleme u stomaku.
So it's nice if you from time to time connect with your spiritual ideals.
Tako da je lepo ako se s vremena na vreme povežete sa svojim duhovnim ciljem.
You may also sometimes correct these ideas or change them a little. But the main thing is you should have ideas.
I trebate s vremena na vreme da posjetite te svoje ciljeve, da ih izmenite ili korigujete, ali je najbitnije da ih imate.
A man or a woman without ideals is a dead man or a dead woman.
Čovjek ili žena bez duhovnog cilja je mrtav čovjek ili mrtva žena.
His life or her life, and it lacks ideas, lacks really direction and life.
Njegov život ili njen život u kome nema ideala, u stvari nema života.
Srila Prabhupada always told us to have the highest ideas.
I Srila Prabhupada nam je uvek govorio da imamo najviše ideja.
Go back to Godhead, why not?
Da odemo nazad kući, nazad Bogu, zašto ne?
In this life,
u ovom životu.
What is the problem?
Šta je problem?
Or, as Prabhupada said, what is the difficulty?
Ili onako kako bi to Srila Prabhupada rekao, u čemu je teškoća?
Yeah, if you do it on your own, there's a lot of difficulty.
A ako to uradite na svoju sobstvenu ruku, onda postoji puno poteškoća.
But if you have help and powerful blessings, it can be achieved.
Ali ako imate pomoć i moćno blagoslov, onda to može biti postignuto.
And the many good examples in our movement, where devotees were, you know, advancing quickly, and even at the time of death, even to young devotees, the highest spiritual fruits were given, shows that they are blessed.
I postoje mnogi primjeri kod nas u našem pokretu gdje su jako mladi bakte, jako brzo, jako puno napredovali, imali su jako duboke realizacije zbog tih blagoslova koje su dobili.
I really want to conclude now this seminar by saying blessings are all around you or easy to obtain.
Ja sada želim da zaključim ovaj seminar time što ću reći da su blagoslovi svuda oko nas.
The only thing which is maybe required, and it's not always so easy, is to prepare the ground of your heart so that the seed of blessings can take root and grow.
I ono što je potrebno uraditi, a što nije ovo tako lako, jeste da se pripremi to zemljište srca kako bi to seme blagoslova moglo da se posadi i da raste.
You remember what is the fertile ground in the heart?
Da li se sjećate šta je to plodno zemljište srca?
It's humility.
To je poniznost.
In the desert of pride, blessings don't sprout.
U pustinji ponosa, blagoslovi ne cvetaju.
How do you become humble?
Kako postajete ponizni?
You must practice humility.
Tako što praktikujete poniznost.
With your body,
svojim telom,
words,
svojim rečima,
and mind.
I svojim umom.
Do everything to enroll yourself in Lord Chaitanya's University of Humility.
I učinite sve da se upišete na univerzitet poniznosti Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
With your body you can pay obeisances and serve others.
svojim telom možete odavati poštovanje i služiti drugi.
With your words you can praise those who are praiseworthy.
I svojim rečima možete slaviti one koji su vredni te slave.
And with your mind you can be realistic and see where you are.
A svojim umom možete biti realni i vidjeti gdje se nalazite.
That is what Sanatana Goswami says. With your mind you should be willing to see your own faults and look over the faults of others.
A to je ono što bi se Matan Goswami rekao, da u svome umu morate biti spremni da vidite svoje greške, a da previdite greške drugih.
I wish you all the best. I wish you high degrees in the school of humility.
A ja vam želim sve najbolje i želim vam najviše ocjene u toj školi pomožnosti.
And I request you to apply whatever you have realized in this seminar. Seek for blessings.
I ja želim da primenite sve ono što ste naučili na ovom seminaru i da tražite blagoslove.
We have not talked up till now about the blessings of the Holy Name and the blessings of Lord Chaitanya. That will be in tomorrow's morning class.
I mi do sada nismo govorili o blagoslovima koji se mogu dobiti od svetog imena i od Čajtanja Mahaprabha i o tome ćemo govoriti sutra ujutru na...
I will end now my seminar.
Ja ću sada završiti svoj seminar.
With a happy heart I'm ending this.
I ja to završavam, sve to činim srećnog srca.
I really pray that the things which you feel are valuable in your life will grow in your hearts.
I ja se stvarno molim da stvari za koje vi osjećate da su vredne u vašem životu, da će one rasti i zrasti u vašem srcu.
My last request to you is fix your mind on what you, on your ideal.
I ono što bih vam na kraju zatražio jeste da usredsredite svoj um na svoj ideal.
And pray to Krishna for help, for blessings.
I da se molite Krišni za pomoć i za blagoslove.
And then the impossible will become possible.
I onda će nemoguće postati moguće.
That is that you become čisti bhakti.
A to je da postanete čisti bhakti.
Thank you very, very much.
Hvala vam jako, jako puno.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.